You're listening to the Adventures of a Birth Photographer podcast. I'm your host, Jo Robertson, photographer at Lillian Craze Birth Photography. In each episode, I'll be deep diving into all things birth and birth photography. If you're obsessed with these topics like me, you're in the right place. I'll be having real conversations, sharing honest thoughts, and there'll be a whole lot in between, so stick around. I'm excited you're here, and I can't wait to see where this adventure takes us. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's jump right into today's episode. Hello, and a warm welcome, as always, to the podcast. You're listening to episode 35 today. I'm recording this, and it's very early in the house. Everyone is still fast asleep, including our dog, so you may hear some snoring from time to time. Is it just me, or is there just something lovely about being the first one up in the house? I love it. Everything is so quiet. Anyway, I figured this would be a good time to record this episode, so here I am. I hope wherever you are, you're well, and as always, I'm very happy that you push play today. Today's episode is a collection of tips that you can implement as you approach your 37-week gestation. Now I collected quite a few, so there's an abundance of ideas, and you do not have to do them all. Just take the ones that kind of tick your hell yeah, I'm taking that one, and go with it. And if you know someone who's approaching 37 weeks, why not send them this episode so they will benefit too? This episode is also available as a blog if reading is what you enjoy more of. Okay, let's start this tip marathon, I'm going to call it. Yeah, a tip marathon. Okay. My first and most important tip is to set boundaries. Setting boundaries looks like letting family and friends know that you will let them know when your baby has arrived and when you'll be happy to start welcoming visitors. Now, you don't have to set an actual date. All they need to know is that you or your partner will let them know when it feels good for you in your own time. Super, super important to set those boundaries right at the beginning. Next is to plan a few date nights with your partner. Why not plan one a week from now on? Go out for a meal, your favourite restaurant, go to a cinema to see a film, go to the theatre to catch a show, see if there are any live bands playing locally, visit a museum or an art gallery. You catch my drift. Look to do something that you love. Next is to set the rule now that absolutely nobody can text you on your due date to ask if anything is happening. I'm putting heavy air quotes on the word happening. Treat your due date like you would any other day. In fact, I recommend that you make plans, go off and do something on this day to take your mind off it. Then I suggest planning some postpartum time, and I would like you to listen to episode 3 called How to Make Your Postpartum Easier. There's a whole bunch of tips there, so please go back and listen to that. And one of the best things you can do at this time is to cook and freeze meals and stock them in the freezer. And if you go to that episode, I'm pretty sure in the show notes there's like a list of meals you could make with recipes and all that good stuff, so head there. But I also recommend having your takeaway menus or the apps that you use handy for the days when it'll feel like defrosting and reheating a meal is just going to feel like too much. And there is zero judgment here. Please make your life as easy as possible for yourself in the first few weeks after birth. So that's just something to think about. Have those handy. Now, on the topic of food, there is a book I'd like to recommend called The First 40 Days, The Essential Part of Nourishing the New Mum by Heng Au. It includes 60 plus recipes like healing soups and replenishing meals and snacks. I'm going to put a link in the show notes and I'd like you to go and check it out. And this then got me thinking, you know, you could send like a recipe to each of your friends and they can make it and bring it when you're ready for visitors that day. That's a great way to get more food into you. Now, the other thing I wanted to add in these tips was rest. Pregnancy is exhausting and getting a full night's sleep around this time is virtually impossible. There's lots of pressure on your bladder and finding a comfortable position is hard work, let's face it. So if you can nap during the day or head to bed earlier, go for it. And if you have younger children, can you find someone who can have them for a couple of hours so you can just close your eyes? Next is to treat yourself to something special, whatever that might be. And hint, yes, this might be your last chance to book a photographer to capture you as you are right now. You might not feel up to having your photographs taken, but remembering and honouring this time, this chapter, with a feel-good maternity session is something you might be glad you said yes to. If you haven't already, now would be a good time to research some local and online baby groups to meet other mums. I have a confession here. I was terrified, so terrified, to go to a baby group when I had my first. But I did, but it took me about 6 months. But I can honestly say that I'm so glad I did, because I met the best women in the world, and 18 years on, they are still my best friends, and I love each of them dearly, and I would not have them in my life had I not been brave enough to go to the baby group. So please, if you feel nervous, you know, take your mum or take a friend with you the first couple of times, but do it, honestly. And I promise you that just getting out of the house will feel amazing. My next tip is to get a mate to organise a baby shower or a mother blessing. And each person coming has to bring a meal for two that you can freeze to help stock you up after birth. See what I did there? I'm big on ways to get batch meal stocked up in your freezer for you during your postpartum. This is a great way to get together with all your mates. It's good for a catch up, and you can have some fun too if you want to play some games and things. And if you've never heard of or you're unsure what a mother blessing is, I'm going to put a link in the show notes. I once photographed a beautiful mother blessing in the long ago. But I'm going to link that rather than explain it, so you can go and have a little look. But they are beautiful. Now, at 37 weeks, is also, if you haven't done it already, time to plan your birth. If you haven't done a birth plan, set aside some time now with your partner to make one. If you're planning a home birth, this is a good time to start decorating the room you're planning on birthing in and testing any equipment or a birth pool or anything like that that you might have. And if you're planning a hospital birth, now is a good time to pack your hospital bag. I did in a previous episode, episode 32, I talked about how you can make your hospital birth feel more homely. So go and check that episode out. Ah, this is my favourite one, I think. Get some fresh air in your lungs. By taking a walk through nature, it will help you to relieve any stress or anxiety you're carrying. You could take your shoes off and walk barefoot in the grass, maybe take a small picnic with you, something like that. You know where I'm going, birds tweeting, you know, little butterflies floating by. That would just be beautiful. Or you could head to the ocean, you know, walk down the beach barefoot, dip your toes in the sea, and you could plan to go around the time that the sun is setting or the sun is rising. And all these things will have really good feel-good vibes, you know. So get out, do something, get that air in your lungs. Going for a swim. Now, I love water. It's not going to be for everybody, but certainly when I was pregnant, going into the pool and just feeling like I was weightless was the most amazing feeling in the world. So go swimming, find your local swimming pool. It's also great if you've got any joints that are aching or anything like that. And you know, backstroke, laying on your back, is probably the most relaxing position you can be in while in the pool. It will feel amazing. A good friend of mine, Danielle Fox, who's a doula and an aquanatal teacher, she runs classes here in South Wales. I'm going to link her in the show notes for you to go and check out if you're listening and you're local. I also found a blog online about swimming while pregnant for you to go and check out and read. Like, one of the tips, obviously, is to be careful when getting out of the pool because things are wet and slippery, and to totally avoid hot tubs. Okay, I'm just talking about going swimming in a local swimming pool. And finally, flex your ask muscle. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Flex your ask muscle. Get used to asking for help. Now, this might be help with the laundry, changing your bed, bit of light shopping, cleaning, whatever it is, get used to asking. And you will be surprised how many people will want to help you. So please, please accept the help. This is possibly like the best advice I can give you. Please ask. Ask for help. Or if you need some company, ask for some company. Or whatever it is that you need, get used to asking for it. And that is all, folks. I hope this episode has given you some useful ideas. As I said earlier, you do not need to do them all. Just take the bits that feel good to you. And I just wanted to say you are doing brilliantly, in case nobody has told you today. Until next time, my lovely listener, take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you have a second, I'd really appreciate you leaving a quick review so that others can find the podcast. And if you want to make a real human connection with me, I would love that. All the info you need is in the show notes. Until next time, take care.